Good morning. Welcome to Sidman United Methodist Church service, both live and streaming. We're going to begin this morning with a hymn of commitment, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee, in your hymnal. It's number 451. Please stand if you're able. Verses 1 through 6 and 13 and 14, we will be reading responsively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above.
Praise all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars.
Praise him, your highest heavens and your waters above the skies.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created.
And he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree and never passed away.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens.
He has raised up for his people and more, the praise of all his saints throughout Israel. The people close to your heart.
You may be seated, and if you could turn to the back page of your bulletin, we will follow along with the announcements. Tomorrow evening, Tuesday, there is a PPR meeting at 7. Is that here?
Not tomorrow.
Oh, sorry. What is tomorrow?
Monday.
Tomorrow's Monday. Sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday, May 17th. And do we know where that is?
Is it on the Sidman's announcement?
It is.
Then it's at Sidman.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday,
May 25th, that would be next Wednesday, there is a trustee meeting at 6, church council at 7. Other announcements? Matt?
Sign-up sheet for Bible study. No, I'm sorry.
Bible vacation Bible school in the back.
We're going to have the flea market on August 6th.
August 6th.
So you can plan your calendar for that. And we're going back to the orphanage in Honduras next month, and they are looking for us to collect towel, shampoo, Tylenol, mouthwash, wash, and hair gel, as well as money for us to take those items down. And I'll put a list on the back.
I was going to say that would be
helpful. Just stick it under the table if you choose to donate.
Okay.
What's on August the 6th?
Our flea market. also be making progress.
I was going to mention that. Tip?
We do have youth group tonight. It's our next to last one for the year.
Okay, youth group, next to the last one. And pierogi making has begun. We started yesterday. We made about 44 dozen pierogies. We are going to join, as Matt said, next Saturday, this Saturday coming, making more. That will probably be the last day that we'll make them. Please, please, if you have it in your heart and in your wallet, we would appreciate some donations in buying the ingredients to prepare the pierogies. If you just want to put it, in the brown plate in the back, we'll use that for pierogi purchases, for the flour, potatoes, cheese, you know, just everything that we need to prepare them. Runs into some costs. And also, if you're available to come 8 o'clock next Saturday morning to help, that is also appreciated. We have a job for everybody. Okay, any other announcements? Okay, if the children would come forward for the children's message.
God will get us through all of those things. Let's say a little prayer. Dear Lord, the world is full of scary things. Things that we can usually handle and things that we sometimes think we could never handle. But you're always there to get us through those. Just remind us during those times when we feel we have nothing to grab onto, nothing to hold onto, nothing to keep us moving through that fear, that we've always got you and all we have to do is put our hands together and pray and pull you close to our heart. And you will always be there to see us through those troubled times. Amen.
We'll now join in the hymn of serenity, Spirit of the Living God, number 247 in your hymnal. Please stand if you're able.
Any joys that's happened to anybody since last Sunday besides the lovely weather that we've had most of the week, if not all week? I don't have my usual note taker here today, so please forgive me for not remembering anything that you may say. Any joys?
I have joys.
Oh! Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Yeah. This is the first time this year he's cut it?
For this year, yeah. But he's done it in the past.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Some days, weeks, he'll randomly just cut my grass for me.
So this will continue.
You hope.
You go out and you push the grass back. Hey, you're going to cut my grass this month.
It's a nice surprise when he does it.
Oh, it's nice. Although I have people who cut the grass at the parching. I don't mind if I'm not there and they cut the grass. But when I'm there, I feel guilty. Look at these people out there running around, pushing those lawnmower up and down, sweating like crazy, and I'm inside here watching the girls' softball game or something. I feel guilty. But if I'm not there, I don't mind. I don't feel guilty then. Any other joys?
Tomorrow's George and my anniversary, 24 years.
24 years in what?
The anniversary.
Oh, you've been married for 24 years. Tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay, gonna have a celebration?
Maybe he'll take you to dinner.
Maybe he'll take you to dinner? Maybe you should drop a hint today or something like that. Does he watch this on the internet?
No.
No, he doesn't? Okay, because if he did, I would give you a hint right now for him. To be on your tiptoes and take her out to dinner tomorrow night. and not the, well, you wouldn't want to go to McDonald's or Burger King or Roy, well, they don't have Roy Rogers out here. No. Perkins, Red Lobster. I don't know any other restaurants around here privately. There is one on the way to Elton, but it seems like there's nobody ever there.
Homestead.
Homestead, yeah, that's what it is. Every time I drive by, there's nobody in the parking lot. The hell these people say there'd be a nice place to go, keep them in business. I've never been in there. I don't go to restaurants because I can't eat whatever most of them are serving, unless they can serve salmon. And the only place that I know in the area, I haven't gone into every restaurant to ask, do you serve salmon? Is Perkins. Perkins serves salmon. Because my first meeting with the Joe Staines, who is the chairman of the Forest Hills Ministerium, that's where we met for the first time. Because he said, oh, they'll serve salmon. So we went there. So that would be my number one restaurant. How about some concerns? Do we have any concerns that has cropped up during the week? Any prayers have been answered?
Answered prayer for a coworker who had an open heart surgery this week.
Where?
He said Cleveland Clinic.
Oh, they went to Cleveland for it.
Yes, well, he had other issues, but yes.
Did they do that at Conemaugh?
Open heart surgery?
Yeah.
I think.
You think so? You don't sound too enthusiastic about the about that hospital. You know, we don't mention the name. Yes.
My son has cerebral palsy. He still has it. It affects his eye real bad.
It affects his eye.
Yeah, it's in his eye.
One eye.
Yeah, the right eye, And he has to drive with one eye closed.
When he's going to go somewhere, can you give me a call and let me know he's on the road? Okay. Does he have to drive far?
Just
Wimber. That's not far now. I'll make sure I never go to Wimber when they're going, people going to work or coming home from work. Stay away from that area. Just to play it safe. Yes? And that's a joy. I guess so. He failed his driver's test. Yeah, I know. My mother had to take my father's keys away from him. It wasn't a pleasant situation to walk into. I just took your, I'd come home for the first time in the year. I just took your father's keys away from him yesterday. Hi, Dad. How you doing? I think he was in his 80s then. She took his keys away. Any other concerns?
Here. My dad fell and broke his wrist on his hand that works. On the arm that works. He went on, it doesn't really work. And on the desk, he broke the wrist. He's having surgery Tuesday.
Where?
State College.
Have to go. Oh, does he live up that way? They don't do that over by Planet Fitness. There's a veteran clinic over there by Planet Fitness. It's on the left side.
Yeah, he's having surgery to try to repair the state college.
They don't do that over there. I guess not. Not that type of clinic. Yeah, okay. So let us enter into our time of prayer as we raise our voices up to God Almighty so He can hear what our concerns are for this past week. So let us pray. Almighty God, shield of the oppressed, hear us as we pray for the friendless and the lonely, the tempted and the unbelieving. Be merciful to those who suffer in body and mind, to those who are in danger or distress, and who have suffered loss. Let your love surround the infirm and the aged. Be especially near to those who are passing through the valley of death. May they find eternal rest and light at evening time. Dear Lord, we pray for the good health and well-being of the members of this congregation, their families, friends, and neighbors. We pray for the well-being and safety of all of our youth. We pray for the law enforcement officers. We pray for the military, especially our Second Lieutenant Carl Smith. And we pray for all the health workers who look after us. We pray for the leaders of our country and for our community and for our church. We offer prayers for Tom Burkett, who's in the hospital. We offer prayers for Sandy Miller, Sean Iacco, Roseanne, and Todd. Now, dear Lord, if there was a name that has come to the people's spirits while we were praying, let them take this opportunity to raise that name to you. Dear Lord, let us bring our prayer time to a close by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, seeing that we're in the very merry month of May, we're celebrating Women's Month, although for the people on the internet, it did take place in March, but we weren't aware of it here until a few weeks ago. So we're celebrating women for the very merry month of May. So do we have our two usherettes who are coming forward today for the offertory? Thank you for this weekly gathering so we can come and worship you and praise you and sing hymns and hear psalms. And also, we ask that you accept these tithes, these gifts and offerings that come from the members of this congregation to be used for the help with the running of the church here in Sidmon and with spreading your word throughout the entire area and far beyond. We thank you for all of this, dear Lord, and we pray this in your Son's most holy name, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Master, Teacher, and Friend. Amen. You may be seated. I got off track there and almost forgot the end of the offertory prayer, which I've been praying for 13 years. Let's see, our reading today comes from the book of Acts. The book of Acts was written by Luke after he wrote the gospel. And it tells us what takes place, what the disciples did after the resurrection of their Savior, Jesus Christ. So we go to chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of an uncircumcised man and ate with them." Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." Words to live by, the words of God. Thanks be to God. So I call this this message, Turning Toward Truth. The passage today deals with limiting the gospel of Jesus Christ, or expanding Christ's gospel until all of God's children were included. Peter brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles while he was on his visit to Joppa. This act was being objected to by the Jewish Christian leaders of the church back in Jerusalem. When called before them, Peter wasn't mad or argued with them, but proceeded to tell them a story. He told them a story that spoke to their hearts. What was silenced was not their voices, but their objections. Stories will often change lives, but arguments never will. There's something to remember in your daily lives. Stories will often change lives, but arguments never will. When questioned by the religious leaders, what did Jesus do? He told them a parable. Through his way of storytelling, he brought many people to his Father. Would he have brought as many if he argued with them? Peter had broken the law and tradition by going to the house of a Gentile and sharing a meal with him, which was forbidden by law. At that time, no issue was more important than whether the new faith should be for Jews only or should it be shared with the Gentiles. Just as the Holy Spirit acted in Peter, it also acted in these Christian leaders, giving them the ability to listen and, more importantly, to change their minds. These leaders in Jerusalem put tradition and their personal beliefs aside for the benefit of what would become the church. There was no church at that time. These people weren't born into the church. They created the church. Peter was so convincing that without an argument from the Jewish leaders, he silenced their voices and Christianity started to take shape. We can learn a lot about Christian growth from planting bedding plants. Does anybody know about bedding plants? You've heard about bedding plants? I've never heard about bedding plants. Nah. We're in the process of trying to get flowers at the parsonage. We're going to have up against the wall, the porch wall, honeysuckle, so it grows up the wall. I'm looking forward to that. What the other flowers are, I don't know. Just as long as they're not green. Everything else that's growing there now is green. Green, 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 green. I want some color, some colorful things there. I'm even gonna break down and get some hanging potted plants. I don't know what I'm gonna get. I have to check with the expert and find out what I need. I need two of them for the back porch. And hopefully I want to get ones that all I have to do is water them. I'd really not have to do that. I'd rather just hang them up and leave them there. But everybody tells me, no, you're going to have to water them. Okay, I'll water them. If the plants have been growing in their pots long enough, a finger needs to be jabbed into the bottom of the soil to pull down and untangle the roots. Christians resemble root-bound plants. We grow complacent and comfortable where we are. Our roots circle around in the same small area, no longer reaching out for life, nourishment, and growth. The healthiest thing God can do for us is to shake up our roots and replant us. That's what He's done with me. He's shaken up my roots. One of the reasons I left there was I didn't feel I was growing. I didn't feel I was producing any fruit. So it's like, let's change that. So God shook up my roots, all of them. I didn't want that much, but, you know, move me here, you know, 10 minutes away or something like that, but not about 37 miles an hour or it's about 45 minutes to get there. He replanted me. He replanted me out in an area I know nothing about. Although I'm learning more and more about it each trip that I take. When you turn towards the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's more than just a decision of turning your own life over to Him. This is all important. This all important decision is not done solely on your own. Nope. The power of the Holy Spirit becomes involved in this process. When you turn towards Christ, you are showing an act of God's unearned favor. Turning towards God's only Son, Jesus Christ, is how we should respond to His offer of giving Himself up for us. You don't decide on your own to turn towards Christ. You are prompted through the Holy Spirit to do so. It could be an easy prompt, or it could be something more disastrous. It depends. Mine was an easy prompt. He just said, come back, and I came back. But the George Jones, in one of his George Jones is dead now, isn't he? Okay, so I can say this. In one of his drunken sprees out driving on his farm, I don't know how many acres it was, he ran into a tree. And he realized that, and he was seriously injured because of it. And he realized then that God was calling him. And he turned his life over to Christ because of that situation. Luckily for me, I didn't have to swallow the trumpet or something while I was playing Ave Maria. It just said, come back, and I did. The turning toward truth is right before your very own eyes. It's right there, right in front of us. And many times we don't pay attention to what is in front of our eyes or in our nose or ears. Anything right in front of us, we don't pay attention to. We take for granted. Turning toward truth will open your eyes to let you see and let you live a life in the true truth of Jesus Christ. Turning from sin by yourself is beyond your power to accomplish. And it is true. It could come down to, of course, I've never seen a medication that says this, that if you take this medication, your faith in Christ will fail or diminish. I did see in one it says, you will crave chocolate. Said that right on the piece of paper that they give you with the thing. So I went into the pharmacist and I said, can I overcome this myself? And he says, no. The only way you can overcome it is stop taking the medication. So I stopped taking the medication and my craving for chocolate went down. Of course, my head didn't help my headaches, but whatever I was taking it for. But that was, you can't do it yourself. The drug will overcome your desires not to have chocolate. And it worked. This one event was a turning point for this new faith that would become known as Christianity. Now, here's the story. The younger people probably aren't familiar with this. The wide world of sports used to come on Saturday afternoons, 4 o'clock, 4:30, last an hour and a half, 2 hours. Jim McKay was the host. Well, the opening of the wide world of sports had as the agony of defeat with a painful ending to an attempted ski jump. Y'all remember that now? Where he's coming down and he veers off? For no apparent reason, he tumbled head over heels off the side of the ramp, bouncing off the supporting structure. This is one of those ski jump things that he was in. What was not known was that he decided to fall instead of jumping. The skier did. He explained later that the jump surface had become too fast, and that if he completed the jump, he would land beyond the safe sloping area and land on level ground, which could kill him. So he decided to take the fall. He only suffered a headache after all of that. To change one's course in life can be a dramatic and sometimes painful job. But change is better than a deadly landing at the end. You know God's laws. You know His goodness. You know that when you sin, there will be punishment. Yet time after time, you go your own way. We're at crossroads. And we know if we go this way, that's our way. But if we go this way, that's God's way. Which way do we choose? Our way. Human nature, I'm always told. Oh, that's just human nature. That's what Eve thought. She went her way. And what problem did it cause? I wish she was around now so we could show her all the problems that she's caused with sin in the world. Yet turning towards truth is right before your eyes. Turning towards truth can't be done using your own power. It can only come about through the power of the Holy Spirit. Turning towards truth will open your eyes to see and let you live a life in the truth of Christ. Turning towards truth will permit you to live the life God created you to live. Are we living the life God created us to live? Probably none of us. We might be close. But is it the life that He created us to live? It's a question to be thinking about. When you leave here today and you get in your car and you drive home or drive to wherever you're going, to be thinking, am I living the life that God created me to live? I have to come up with an answer first. Yes, I don't need to do anything. No, now how can I correct that? That takes some deep thought. Some deep thought. Some time in discussion with other people, sometimes alone. I spend a lot of time, mucho amount of time alone, except for Phil the cat. And what I never knew what a release, what a feeling it would be to have a pet, because I my last pet was like 40 years ago. And I only attached to this guy because he wasn't my pet. He belonged to the owner who lived across the street. But he was making contact with me, not with the owner. Nobody could touch him except me. And that's what the owner said. When I went, I said, hey, I'm moving. Do you want Phil? He says, no way. I haven't seen him in 3 years. He's over at your place. And sure enough, he was always over at my place. He'd be there in the morning. He'd be put out at night. Bad weather, he'd have to stay in the garage because he wouldn't go out. No. Snow, rain, no. He'd just look out that door. Okay, you stay in the garage tonight. Now he stays in the house. What changed? Of course, I just heard on the pet show yesterday, 104.5, around 1 o'clock, I forget the doctor's name, that the cat has me wrapped around his paw. And he does. If he's vocal, he wants to go out. And he runs up against my leg. So I always have a cat hair on my pant legs because he runs up, and bunting it's called. And he runs up and he bunts around my legs. And if he doesn't make a noise, he's just hungry. But if he meows, meow, he wants to go out. Of course, I go to the back door and open the door, and I respond right away. I don't wait a half an hour later and say, you want to go out now? No, it's like, hey, Phil, you want to go out? Right away, and I open the door, and out he goes. And then I wait till he sits on the kitchen window, which is about this high, on the ledge, before I let him back in. And then he comes down, and he comes in, and okay. If he doesn't want to go out, I know if I feed him, he'll want to go out after I feed him, after I give him something. And he's very particular with what he eats. He won't eat a lot of the stuff that I put down. But he keeps coming back for more and more and more. But it's amazing what a pet can do for one's life. So, let us pray. May Almighty God, who calls light to shine out of darkness, shine in our hearts, cleansing us from all our sins and restoring us to the light of the knowledge of God's glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. Let us now stand and sing our hymn of insurance. Assurance, Jesus loves me. It could be insurance as well. Jesus loves me. Number 579 in the hymnal. Thought word, and deed be directed toward living a life that God has always intended you to live by just turning to the truth. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and all God's children said they could hear all over the world.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll take